Parshas Kisavoy ends with the Teichacha. Chazal say that we dafka lein Kisavoy at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah. We call it Tichlo Shana Vekilisa. That the year and the Kolos should be finished, they should be done with, we should start a new year. And unfortunately we've had numerous Kolos this week, somebody from Yeshiva, older Bacher Yeshiva, just collapsed. He just saw now with a Gemara in hand in the hospital. He just was Nifter, one of the time. V'teichol shano b'rachosel, and the year, a new year should come, should start with brachis. Matei shmita, matei shvius, ben David bo, Chazal say. It's certainly a man mesugul, especially with everything that's going on. Certainly is man mesugul. Certainly something that people should have in mind when they're davening Rosh Hashanah. Absolutely. That's really what all tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are, is Shnizgalat Kvar Malchusoi. And that's when Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come. It's a mesugul's man, and a person should put in extra effort, certainly. Interesting to note that really, brachas and klalis is the entire parsha. Basically, from the beginning to the end, it's all about brachas and klalis. Not just the teichacho. Beforehand is the Hargizim Har'evel, that they had the Orer and the Baruch. Afterwards, it says that somebody that's Shemir the Torah, so Baruch HaTavir, Baruch HaTavasode, all the brachas. Afterwards, the Teichah, for somebody Echaz V'Shalom is not Shemir the Torah. At the beginning, V'Samachta B'chol HaTavir, Sh'Nosan L'Chol HaShem L'Ikecho, when it talks about Bikurim, all the brachas. Ashkif HaMoyin Kod Shechom HaShemayim, Uverich HaZam Chol Es Yisrael. All the entire parasha really is revolves around brachas and klalis. Brachas and klalis, and maybe that's the Indian. It's the end of the year. We're getting rid of the Klalis Beis Hashem and starting the Brachis. But a specific idea, which is especially important at this time, is Hakaras HaTov. As it says by Bikurim, Shein Chokofi Tovo. You come to the Beis HaMikdosh and you start thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that went on for the past 1,000 years or a few 1,000 years. From the time that we came out of Mitzrayim until we got to Eretz Yisrael, and everything that you've given to me. Hakaras HaTov means before actually thanking for the Tov and trying to do something to reciprocate, Hakaras HaTov means to be makir, to recognize that there was Tov. A lot of times you don't pay attention to how much Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The first thing is to be meisim leiv, v'salmachta b'chol HaTov v'shenos l'chal Hashem l'kech l'v'yisecho, means be thankful with all the toiv. What toiv did I get? To be sameach, a person has to be makir first that he has toiv. He's not going to be sameach if he doesn't think that it's good for him. The first nekudo is the hakar. And really a person should be mizbeinin, should take time, especially Rav Yigdal Miller would really push this. So that's the first avodah of Elul, is to be makir what you got this past year. That's the first avodah. When you're going towards the new year, to be makir and thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the past year. How could you ask for a new year if you don't even thank, you weren't even makir what you got in this past year? The hakara of what a person got this past year. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gives tremendous tevis to a person. If a person's tooth is hurting him, that means how many times, and it really, Imamish can't, it's hard for him to sit straight, it's hard for him to think, it's difficult to learn. How many teeth do you have, and how many of them hurt over the course of the past year? Baruch Hashem, they have teeth. Somebody's at my house recently, I had him in for a Suda, and unfortunately didn't have most of his teeth. Doesn't have to appreciate all your teeth. And that all your teeth don't hurt, Baruch Hashem. And if they do hurt, that is what to do about it. In the olden days, generally, there wasn't what to do very much to do about it. If a tooth hurt, that's it, they took it out. It wasn't a gold tooth they put inside instead. Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to have a filling. And even have fillings that are white, that you can't even tell the difference, doesn't even look. How many tevis that we have that the Baruch Hashem gives us? In the simplest, silliest things, well, we would maybe look at the silliest things, everything is really a tevil. And I heard from Malach Biderman, I heard two interesting things that he says in this parasha. He says even the things that the Teichacha says, things like that, it really depends on how you look at it. Things that look terrible, the Teichacha, he says, we found something very, very interesting in the Teichacha. We have Kri Yiksev all over the Torah. Last week's parasha we had 10 times Kri Yiksev, Parashat Ki Seitzei. It says Naro, without a hay, you're supposed to read it with a hay. There's really no difference. You don't really see the difference when you say na rough, because the comments under the resh, you can't really tell that there's really a difference. Usually that's what the Kri Ksiv is. Kri Ksiv is with a different letter, it's instead of a vav, it's a yud, of aleph instead of a vav, loy. But here we have a Kri Ksiv that l'chur, the two words have no shaykhs to each other whatsoever. Yakecho Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim, it says Ksiv apoilim. Ayin pei lamed yud mem. Kri v'tachorim. Tes ches reish yud mem. What shaykhs? It's two totally different words. It's like l'chur has no shaykhs one to the next. Yishrael teiretz v'yishacher. Instead of yishgoleno, it says yishkoveno. Two totally different words. What's the pshat over here that we have words, the Kri and the Ksiv, seems to be two totally different things. So he said, I forgot exactly who quoted, but he said that even though when something happens like the Teichacha, it sounds terrible. Yakecho Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim u'ba'at afolim. He says, it looks really one way, but if you're looking, the truth is, it's batacharim, it's something else totally gansen. It looks one way, but it's really something else totally. In a chanami, the way that the person feels it is a teichacha. But when it's coming from the Shemaim, it's really l'teva sa'adam. It's really l'teva sa'adam. And he said the same thing at the beginning. He shkifim moin kodshachom en ha-shamayim. It says at the beginning of the parasha. So it says by the Bikurim, asinu ma'ashe hitzaveinu, we did what you were mitzava us. Achshov, ato tase ma'ashe hiftachto. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be mekayim that which you were maftiach. So it says by Vidu Maisus. You do what you said that you're going to be your haftacha. Chazal say, Rashi brings down, it's actually not over here, it's Rashi says in a different place by Hashkafa, that it says every time that it says the lashon of Hashkafa in the Torah, Hashkafa means the gaze. Right? Anytime that it says Hashkafa in the Torah, it's L'ro. Kol Hashkafa Shem V'Torah L'ro, Chutz Min, this week's parasha, Hashkifo M'Moyin Kodshcho M'Na Shamayim. It says, except this Hashkafa is talking about, Hashkafa is going to gaze down and be so happy with the way that we're Mekarim the Mitzvahs, is going to bestow tremendous bracha and atzlacha on what we do. So we said that Kol Hashkafa L'ro, anytime that person gazes at something which looks bad, Taka looks bad. But if you look M'Na Shamayim, Hashkifo M'Na Shamayim, then it looks totally different. It's really for the good. So the Akaras HaTayiv is really two things. There's the Akaras HaTayiv that's clearly Tayiv, like we say Shana Tayiv Musuka. You say, why do we say Shana Tayiv Musuka? If it's a good year, why does it have to be sweet? Truth is, because everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does is good. But we don't always see it as good. But when it's Musuka, you feel the sweetness, it's a whole different level. You mamash appreciate it. So the first is the clearly good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And then there's the things that they look like they were not so good, it looked terrible. And to be makar that really it is good. That really it is good. And I just want to say anything, certain things, a tragedy, Rachman Aslan, like we said before, and that the Bachar was nifter this week, it's hard to find the good in that. We're not talking about the things that are rub a person the wrong way, and maybe even a little bit more. But if a person maybe does a little bit of a soul searching, he could find really how he was really so good. I heard a story this week, and I really love this story. A tremendous story. Somebody told me that his father is a Baal Tekeah. His father is a Baal Tekeah, and one year, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, a few years ago, two, 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, he was walking, and he tripped. He tripped, and he fell, and he broke a few ribs. And he wasn't going to be able to blow the shofar. To be able to blow the shofar, you really have to be able to get the air out of your lungs, the stomach. It wasn't going to be shaykh. And it was Eismensch. It was Eismensch that he wasn't going to be able to blow the shofar. Something he's been doing for years. And mazda also the kim lanu. What's up, shah? Why? Very upset. Very upset. Eismensch, mamish. Kol hashkafa l'rol. It looks like something which is really bad. Kitzur, his son told me that his father called him up a few weeks later, whatever, a little bit while later. And he said, I don't really do this so often, but I was really trying to think, what was us looking on? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And I was Mason Lave that on Shabbos, I walked to Shul, and on the way to Shul, I say Birkas HaShachar. I mentioned last time that it's not a problem. Walking is not considered being Oisik B'Malachai. Walking, you could maybe it's an Eitz HaTeiva that you should anyhow look from a Siddur, you should look inside a Siddur. That's always an Eitz HaTeiva for all brachas, especially for the story that we're about to say. And he says the brachas on the way to Shacharis as he's walking, and he says them by heart. He doesn't carry a Siddur. This is in America. Mekitzer, or in Chutz La'aretz for that matter. Mekitzer, he said that he was Mesim Lev, that he replayed in his mind when he says the brachas, and he's Mesim Lev that when he says them by heart, he pushes, skips over one of the brachas. He skips the same bracha, seems like every single week, Hamechin Mitzadei Gover. He skips, Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. He skips it. Memeila Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a little bit of reminder. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a reminder. I actually told this story over to somebody this week, Mashgiach, and he said that, oh, the same story happened with somebody else. He told me the name of the person. I don't know. Maybe the person said it publicly. I'll leave out the person's name. A well-known Talmud Chacham that he broke his leg at one point, and he was Mason Lev also. They would say brachos by heart, and he would skip over Mamash, exact same story. Skip over the bracha Mechim Tzadik Gomer. This person himself said, this Mashgiach was a Chosh V'Yid, Mamash a Chosh V'Yid. He said that he was Mason Lev. He was once in in Harazesim, I think, and he was saying V'Hinoyam by heart, and he realized he was Mason Lev that every time that he says it, he skips out of Pasuk. Some people with Hallelukahs, it happens. That person skips out of Hallelukah, because that goes Hallelukah, Hallelukah, and you just push it on, even if the person's not paying attention, but not looking inside. It happens all the time. Besim, the Mishnah Brewer, says this, Benegea 2, you're not supposed to say Pesukim by heart. However, Pesukim, Tehillim, and other things that are Rogel, B'l'Shein, B'nei Adam, you're allowed to say by heart. Says the Bir Alafe, he says you have to be careful with those Kapitlach, that there's a very similar Pesukim, and very often you go back and forth. It happens in Pesukim de Zimmer, it could happen 10 times. Pesukim de Zimmer, it could happen that, especially in Hoidu, a lot of the Pesukim are very similar to the Pesukim in Yichvoid and other places, that a person doesn't pay attention, he could just cruise from one to the next. That's when we saw that in Birchas Kriyashma also, the Shari Tshuva talks about that. If a person started off and he started off in Birchas Kriyashma and he ended off in the first beginning of the first brach and ended up in Avaravo, it's something that a person should be made to raven, and it's theoretically it's quite easy to rectify the situation. If a person looks inside of a siddur instead, not so easy to look inside of a siddur, maybe. But at least to start with one thing, Mizmul Sari, that's something that Yichvoid, maybe something that has a lot of Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, all types of psukim that are from all over, probably every pasuk kemat, Hashem Melech happens not to be a pasuk. However, it's all the psukim in Yichvoid, we say elsewhere in Tfilas at other times. Certainly Bhurachum, I don't know if anybody's mixing up Bhurachum with that. But other places, Yichvoid goes into other places. It's a mokim for Sima Slav. To be careful. Anyhow, this Yid, he realized, he says that he was made some lave, that he skipped Hamechim Mitzadei Gover. And it could be that that's the reason why. So at the end of the day, did he blow Shefer that year? He didn't blow Shefer. Wasn't able to tackle. But now this person, he was able to take a story that really is a really upsetting story, and it's mamish something to blow shayfer is not a, to give a blowing shayfer is not pashut, it's not but he was able to take it and appreciate it and realize that he realized what was going on up here. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a little tap on the shoulder and he told me, I'm paying attention to what you say. I'm paying attention and it's important to me, every bracha that you say. You skip one bracha and it's chashuv. Every little thing that you do is chashuv to me, and I'm going to give you a reminder. Hashem lo yonim v'lo yishin. Rebbe says lo yonim does not lav dafka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep. That's for sure true. But also he doesn't allow other people to sleep. He gives them wake-up calls. He gives the person a wake-up call. To appreciate it, a person able to take the story and look at it as a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead as chas v'chalil, a kick. It's more a kiss than a kick. It's not that, you're right, he wasn't able to, and it hurt, and I'm sure that he was in pain, and I'm sure it wasn't easy. But he's able to take it now as a toiva to a certain extent. Switch around, it really depends on the hishkifa. How are you looking at it? If you're looking at it from, a person just sees something, a person, you know, kicks him, and that's it, he's finished, and he's upset, and mechulu, and if he takes an actually minute to think about it, then he can change around the whole mindset. Change around, why did this happen? Why? To appreciate it. And the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for us all the time. A person would pay attention, ein adam nikra tzvayi lamato, means that if a person can pay attention to it, like we mentioned in the past many times, not talking about every time that you stub your toe, but a lot of times, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a little bit of a message. Pay attention to the message, and you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you, and it's invigorating. instead of feeling that Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at me, fakir, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing me the chashivas of what every single word that I say, what every single bracha that I say. And just some to appreciate. Missing out a bracha is missing out a bracha. First instead, I'm sure he said 100 brachas a day. We say over 100 brachas a day, probably. The fact that he missed out one bracha, no. It's not. No, every bracha is chashiv. Every bracha is chashiv and every bracha means something. That's the nekuda of the Hakaras HaTayiv. The nekuda of Hakaras HaTayiv is both aspects. The Hakaras HaTayiv, the tremendous Tayiv that you gave me, and before actually thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Makir the Tayiv, I would say, suggest as a, I think I've mentioned this in the past, I don't recall, but as a exercise before Rosh Hashanah. You can do it, the more people you have with, to do it with, if you have a family to do it with, tremendous. If it's you and your wife, that's good as well. If you have other people to do it with, but to sit down, usually the more family, it should be the closest family possible, because that way you know the answer to the question. And that is to sit down and play a game of Boggle, so to speak, with the teves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you over the past year. Sit down for 5 minutes, we have 5 minutes, we have a timer, stand clock, and write down, go for it. The longer you do it, the better. That's the truth. But start, 5 minutes. Write down all the teves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the past year. And you start with the easy ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see. But everybody sees. Yeah, there's a person here in Yeshiva that doesn't see, Rechman HaTzlan. You appreciate, yeah, but it's one in a few thousand. Baruch Hashem that you see, Baruch Hashem. Imagine what it would be that a person doesn't see. Person does any blind person is told that for $5 million to be able to see, they raise the money without a problem in no time. Right? Well, to appreciate it, to see, to hear, to speak, that we have hands, that we have feet, that we're able to digest, all the simple things. That's the first 2 minutes. Then the third minute gets a little bit, and the fourth minute, fifth minute, you got most of it. Then you play Boggle and you knock off each other and you make one big list of everything. And now you can start thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now is where the avodah starts. The next day, add one more thing. Now that you got everything, now that you wrote down everything to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, at least till Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah maybe, to write down the tefillah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that I have my whole list of all the basics, and for classes I thank Him, and Baruch Hashem that there's school for kids, and Baruch Hashem, and all the things that I can think of, okay, now today, what am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Today, it's always, your eye is on what to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. It's an exercise that can help. It's the first step, like we said before, and the first step in coming towards the new year, to ask for a new year, is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that I have. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another aspect, just one more nekuda, just before we finish, and that is that we see over here, Lakachta Mireishis Kol Pri Adamo. Something that we find all over Yiddishkeit is that anytime that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, you're supposed to take the first thing and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Bikurim, you finally, after months of working the ground, you finally got the first cluster of grapes. That goes, it actually doesn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes to the Kohen from Alta HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. It's also with Trumos, with Maisers, with Leket, Peah, with everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, Reishis Agez, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, the first thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we saw that by Challah, by every time they make a Hamaitzi, you're cutting off the first part, you're supposed to give everybody from the part that he made the bracha on, that's the chelek harishon. We saw that back when we learned the halachas of betzias hapas. But the first thing, and that's really an aspect that's anything that, this past year I remember I had a few boys over at my house, so I borrowed needed some mattresses, and for American Bachram I wasn't going to use the thin mattresses that, so I asked somebody, a neighbor, they have a mattress. So they came out with a brand new mattress. It was still in the plastic, never been used before, and brand new mattress, Geschmacka. They probably bought it from themselves, I don't even know. Mamish a festa Geschmacka mattress. I said, no, I'm not taking that. That's it. Why not? They looked at me again and said, Why not? I said, I should be the first one to use it. That's the best way to use it. To take it for the first time and use it for a mitzvah, that's the best way. I said, you know what, I'll leave the plastic on, and I'll just put it covered over in the top, at least it'll I won't. No, it's not going to be comfortable for them. Fakir, to open it, open the plastic, take it out, use it for the matzmukon. That's the. You get a new car, the first thing to do is to help. Take somebody in the revolver would say that achnas arachem is manenu. A lot of people don't do achnas arachem in the house. Most people have a house. It comes up to them. Mishalachem. There's somebody who needs a house. There are people that are well known, but the standard person, anybody has a car. Then you're going somewhere. You rented a city car and you're going somewhere. Achnas arachem. That's But certainly, the first thing that you get doesn't have to be that it's the first thing, but that should be a chelek that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think that it applies also in the koiches that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us koiches. He gave us the ability to smile. Use the smile also to help other people. Smile at other people. Any koiches that a person gives you, to give meiser, chumas meisers, Rav Moshe would say, Rav would quote it all the time here in the mirror when he gave shmuzim, Rav Moshe would say that a person should give meiser of their time to kiruv. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you time, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave meiser for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be makar v'zin. This meiser of your koiches, meiser of your to use, does meiser have to be 10%? Use your koiches also for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To use the tamachta b'chol atoiv. Use be sameach in it. Use it also for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like we sing the Bikurim, that'll help us appreciate how much we have and pave the way for Be'ezer Hashem, a tremendously wonderful year full of brachas.